Lauren Korn here, new host of The Right Question. As part of MTPR's Honor, Hope, and Healing Week, I'm going to read an unpublished poem by Canadian poet Sue Sinclair. This is Hey Nani Nani. Three young men in identical navy t-shirts perform calisthenics in the woods. Gymnastic rings are slung and knotted over a pine branch for pull-ups. Two men execute dated deep knee bends. The gyms have closed, so they're back to the land. Beautiful in their pursuit of health and strength in this merry month of May, but alarmingly utopian-looking, suggestive of purist attempts to stamp out dissent by way of just such beauty, white-skinned and forceful. The sun itself streams parental approval over their shoulders as the ferns and just-emerging Canada lilies rise from the litter. Why shouldn't they make the most of the day, of their 20-something prime? The leopard frogs in the pond nearby are thawing in the mud after a winter spent in a near-death state, frozen to the core. As they slowly return to kinesthetic life, what might they think of these fine specimens of young manliness, of this eerily volkish return to nature, of their diligent reps? I haven't even mentioned the Adonis butterflies, flashes of blue darting by, opening and closing their wings energetically, empowered by the privilege of light. It's partly the pandemic talking, my fear of the purisms that grow in such times, authoritarians creeping out of chrysalis. The young men have little to do with it. They're packing up. Later, man. But how much delight and how much dismay? That's what I'd like to know. How can I tell, and who do I ask? That was Sue Sinclair's Hey, Nani Nani. I'm Lauren Korn.